friends may protect your home. But ooh, love, don't get caught at night in the fields alone.
Well, all right, that was Great Lake Miss Society, and they are going to be playing at PJ's on Saturday night. That is a free show, and along with them is going to be Mick Bassett and the Marthas, and we're probably not going to have time to play them. I'm going to put Chetta Clawson on in the background, and this is off the CD White Heat. It's called Killing Floor, and he's going to be playing PJ's on Tuesday, April 29th. In fact, when he played the benefit for WHFR at the Logger House, PJ liked him so much he booked him there again. So hats off to PJ for having a wise choice, and congratulations to Chetta, who will be there Tuesday night, April 29th. And again, remember, all the shows at PJ's are free. The music is free at PJ's. Okay. Another show happening in town is Universal Temple of Divine Power are playing with the Twistin' Tarantulas at the Smokin' Token Friday night. That should be a good show. Ty Stones. Oh, what? And the Tarantulas are playing tonight at the New Way in Dearborn. That's Ferndale. Oh, I'm sorry. The new place? No, the New Way in Ferndale. Okay, I got people talking to me from both sides of my headphones here. And the band is ready to go. Okay, Ty Stone is going to be playing the after party at Park Avenue Friday night. The Terrible Twos are at a new venue called UFO Factory. That's on Division and Eastern Market. And they are going to be playing Saturday the 26th. John from New Granada is going to be playing at the Berkeley Front with his new band. And that is Friday the 25th. And Childbite, who have been getting some real good reviews for their CD that just came out, are going to be playing the Elbow Room up in Ypsilanti on Friday night. I think that's about it. But the band is ready. It is a little after 5. Time to remind you, this is WHFR Dearborn. I'm going to pod down Chetta and bring up Mr. White.
Okay, first off, before we get started, I want to give a big thanks to Alan Cantino here, our master of wizards and noms, and he's, we couldn't do this show without him. A lot of times we don't give him all the respect he deserves, and we don't give him the shout-outs that he really needs, but this show could not be done without Alan Cantino. In fact, last week, without his magnificent efforts, this show would not have been on the air. So we just want to give a big shout-out to Alan Cantino. Call up the Gossip Billy Man sometime. Tell him how much everybody appreciates him out there. You can call today if you want. He may even answer the phone. No. But right now, we have in the studio the Electric Lions. In fact, let's see. Are you there, boys?
Hello.
All right. Yes, they are there. Tell you what, can you start off with one song? All right, that is the Electric Lions right here in our studio at WHFR Dearborn, where we're making waves night and day, and we're making waves with the Electric Lions right here in our studios. Now, Salvador Tannenbaum, would you mind introducing the rest of the band?
All right, on the organ, harmonica, and tambourine, we got Johnny Tempo.
Hello.
On the drums, we have Spazzy.
How's it going?
And on bass, viola bass, we have Pookie Belmont.
All right.
All right. And Salvador Tannenbaum on guitar, sitar, and vocals.
That's right.
Okay. In fact, that last song was called what?
That song was called Ishtar.
Ah. Now, and coming up next was going to be?
Coming up next is called Picture with a Vault.
Ooh. And you got to go right to that?
Yes, sir.
You're hitting it. Well, he's got to get his guitar plugged in here. Got to get the technical difficulties. Are you ready now?
Yes, we're electric now.
Okay.
with your very last breath. To the women that I loved and the ones I knew the best. And you try to dry your eyes, you try to all the time. It'll be with you inside, I'll be with you inside. And the world's about to explode. You dare to ask me why, while you sit there getting high, while you sit there getting high. And you show no remorse, there's reasons to decide. You've never been alive, you've never been alive.
All right, the Electric Lions right here in the studio. Now, you came and played our benefit show at the Belmont, at the Logger House a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. It was a great time.
Yeah. In fact, why don't you want to tell us about your live shows? Because it's different than just listening.
Well, you know, with the live shows, it's listening to our album. It's still the new album we got coming out. It's a great album, but we all agree, you know, that our live shows are really, really electrifying. That's so corny. Sorry,
but you really got to stop that.
I mean, we really put it out there, and we leave everything on the stage, and you know, it's really nice and loose, and it's a great time, and you know, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to be doing that with. And from what I hear from other people, it really shows through on stage. You know, everybody seems like they feel good after they see us. So I think we're doing something right, you know. So,
well, you got a really great response at the show the other night.
Yeah, and I really dug that too. And we are, you know, it seemed like we are a little different than the other bands. And so we didn't know how well we were going to be received. And I really was appreciative of the response that we got. I know we all were. We were all talking about that.
And so was the audience.
Well, that's good. That's good.
That's more than plus.
Okay. In fact, you've got a name change. You used to be called Charlie Don't Surf.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we went through like just a small line of change. Our other guitar player left the band. Adam Morrison, and we just moved our buddy Hussein to play more keyboards and harmonica and stuff like that, and sometimes he backs me up on the guitar. But you know, it was just one of those things where I always wanted to change a name, and plus I think we discussed this the last time we were on the show that there's so many Charlie Don't Surfs. And I mean, the reason for Electric Lions, I don't know. There was a small article written about us, and there was a reference to the way I sing on stage to be like a electric lion roaring napalm. So I just thought that was a catchy. I just thought it was kind of catchy. And electricity describes a lot of things that are going on with us and with our live show and just our lives in general. I think the word electricity really sums up a lot of things for people. So, and my new catchphrase is stay electric too.
Okay.
Electric everything.
Now, I have one question for Johnny
sir.
Tempo.
Oh.
Johnny
yes.
Tempo, now that you've got a classic Farfisa organ, are you still going to be pulling out your tambourine?
Yeah, no, I'm always going to pull out the tambourine.
Okay.
Better pull out his tambourine.
Okay, that's
it's
all
a part of
matters.
Me now.
We have we had a fuse to his body. He has no choice.
It's actually just duct tape, but it's pretty hard to get off.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get back to some music. What are you going to play next?
All right, this song is called Killing Cowboys, and we don't condone that. So,
no, we love one. Cowboys.
We love
don't
cowboys.
Worry
about
it.
Wait, real cowboys.
Too good, actually, anywho.
I need some help.
thinks I'm absurd. I'm seeing ghosts everywhere I turn, a different darker alley. And you save my soul, but I don't know. Turn around, start your way back home now. Should you be surprised? Why should I change his ways? He seems happier this way. I need some help, 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 help now. Cowboy hands, stay the sun. I've been searching for the last dying one. I've been searching for the last dying son. All the little kids were having fun. Tell my mama that I love her, coming home. Tell my father that I need him.
All right, the Electric Lions right here. Now, if people want to get a hold of the Electric Lions, can you tell them the best way to do that?
Well, yes. We still haven't changed our URL on MySpace. Excuse me. So
he's got to take care of himself. He's got bodily needs he has to take care of on this show. So
I think last time I burped on a show.
You're all of them.
Hey.
So it's still www.charliedontsurf/myspace.com, but we're going to change that soon. We're going to be working on that this weekend. So www.charliedontsurf/myspace.com to get a hold of the Electric Lions, formerly known as Charlie Don't Surf.
Okay, and you mentioned you've got a new CD coming up.
Yeah, we got a new full-length album. We're really excited. We are actually after I leave here, I'm going to the printer, and we're going to take care of the loose ends and get it into production or reproduction. And it's got 11 songs. It is we're real excited because we've recorded a whole bunch of stuff before, but this is the first time we're all happy with something and willing to put out something with our name on it. And next week we're starting to record another album. So we're trying to do two albums in 1 year, maybe even three albums in 1 year. Just keep on hitting people with it. And that's about it. You know, just constantly wanting to create and constantly wanting to play music and just do different things. Wow. And try to stun people as much as we can.
Well, the Electric Lions are on the attack.
That's right, Gurr.
Hey, let's just keep this music going. Yeah. What do you got next?
Well, we got this song called Blood.
Blood?
You have to say it like that, Blood.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
In fact, we just had a caller. Just had a caller here to the studio and wants to give a big shout out to you guys. Says you guys sound awesome. And Pookie is great. Yeah, sounds great. And, well, who is that? Spazzy. Ain't afraid to hit those skins. Yeah. In fact,
Pookie just changed his name to Pookie Electro.
Oh, well, hey. In fact, that's coming out from Bubba.
All right, Bubba.
Bubba.
Hubba Bubba.
Okay, now do you have got some shows coming up?
Yeah, we got a couple. We got one really important show that we're really, really excited about that we want to plug, like a loose dam. Wow, that was great. That was amazing.
I almost spit water all over the studio.
Well, first of all, we're playing at the Stone House on the 31st of May. Okay, and this place is like it's a house. It's not made out of stone. It's probably drywall and brick, but it's by the state fairgrounds, and it's a really small spot, but it's a really, really fun place. Bunch of bikers there, and they're actually really, really nice bikers, like soft and cuddly bikers. I'm just joking. But after that, though, the really, really big show is called the Fiberglass Freakout, and it's hosted by the Friends of Dennis Wilson, very good friends of ours. And it's all these amazing bands in the city. This is our first time playing it. We're really excited. Tony's a very good friend of mine, and we're really, really, really stoked about it. It's at the Bohemian National Home, and it's going to be an amazing all-day event. We're totally stoked about that.
All right. It should be. It should be a great show. And it's called the Fiberglass Festival because...
Fiberglass Freakout. Well, because it's in the summertime and it's all about fiberglass. You know, like fiberglass, when you think about that, you think about Corvettes, you think about surfboards. And, you know, it's a freakout.
Don't forget solid body guitars.
That's right. You know, and we're gonna freak out. That's basically what it is. You know, it's going to be an amazing time.
Okay, do you know what day that is?
June 21st.
And the National Bohemian Home, I believe, is on Tillman?
Yeah.
Yeah, right down, yeah. It's down right off Michigan Avenue and 75.
Right behind, like, the old Tiger Stadium.
Yes, it is.
Right on.
Oh, thanks.
So everybody should make their way out there. And don't be afraid because of the word freak out. We're all nice people. And we're freaky, but we'll be nice to you in a freaky way.
Well, you freaky boys, what are you going to freak us out with next?
Well, next, I think we're going to play what's called Wining and Dining the Truth. Right? Is that that's cool? That's on the agenda? All right, fellas.
Okay. The Electric Lions here on WHFR. I tell you, we are listening to the Electric Lions, formerly Charlie Don't Surf, and the Electric Lions right here on WHFR. The phone has been ringing off the hook in here. We've had so many people calling. In fact, they've been calling here at 845-9676 or toll-free at 800-585-4322. Extension 9676, hit option 1 to get into the studio, and it's been ringing off the hook.
It really has.
Lynn has called.
We got a call from
Lynn,
who's driving in her car, and she said, you sound really good. We just got a call from a woman named Rita, who said she's an older woman, but she really enjoys the show, and you guys sound great.
Oh, wonderful.
And she said, particularly the bass.
All right. Yeah.
And then we got a phone call from a guy that said he's used to play with everybody from the Temptations, the Fats Domino. He called himself The Beat, and he said, you guys sound awesome.
All right.
So I don't know if you guys are really popular at Dearborn, but this is insane.
Great. That's great.
That's right. So,
so keep those calls coming.
All right. I thought it was going to be a little shaky because I'm used to having a couple in me before I play. this feels great. This is like our second home almost.
You know? All right. Well, hey, you guys still
I'm feeling
sound
pretty
good.
Electric. Oh. Yeah. All right. Enough of jokes. The next song. This one's called Snake in the Grass. We played this last time we were on your show.
In fact, it was named right here on
it
your
was.
Last
yeah,
time you were here.
Actually, it was.
Gosh.
Yeah, this place is great.
That I made, they're shriveled inside my head. And lately, all the kids are going crazy trying to burn their beds. They were screaming with the yelling so loud it almost woke the dead. I was hoping she would be there with a smile and a coke in her hand. I was dreaming. And it all fell apart for us in the end. I know I'm not good people. I know I'm not your equal. Just a snake in the grass. I'm just a snake in the grass. Just a snake in the grass. Why won't you pass by? Pass by. Be in a pine box before the day is through. And I'm sorry for those horrible things that I put you through. I was leaving, but I thought I'd stick around just to see them lose. I can't believe it. I got this feeling in my hands, I can't shake it loose. I was hoping she'd be there with a smile and some coke in a pile. I was dreaming, I told her that I've been clean for a really long time. I know I'm not your equal, I know I'm not good people. Just a snake in the grass, I'm just a snake in the grass. Just a snake in the grass, why won't you pass by? Pass by.
Well, we're still getting those calls here, so that's a good thing for you. Now, one thing, like I said, that last song was named right here in our studios from people calling in for you. Now, you wanted to tell us a little bit about your writing.
Pretty much, as far as lyrics go, I write most of the lyrics. I come to practice with like a rhythm, just a basic guitar rhythm, and our wonderful bass player who got complimented earlier. He puts his flavor in there, and our drummer too. I mean, we basically kind of think of it along the same wavelength, and Hussein is Johnny Tempo.
It's Johnny Electro.
He works stuff out on the Farfisa. He's still getting used to it, but I mean, he sounds great on it. It's unbelievable how fast he really picks up instruments, and he can really take care of business. So it's really a joint effort, and we all get along together, and we gel pretty well together. So that's about it, you know. We do write a lot of songs, though, and we, you know, it's been said to us by other bands that, you know, you guys got to slow down. I try to write at least a song every 2 days. I try to do that, and it pretty much that's what's been going on. You know, you go through spurts of heavy writing, and then you go through some dry spells. I've just been in a heavy spurt, so I'm sure I'm going to go through a little drought pretty soon in a couple of weeks, but that's okay. So that's why we got all the stockpiled material. So,
and that's why you've got to put out three albums.
That's why we're trying to put out three albums, because we can, you know, and it's just a matter of getting it done, which sometimes is harder than people think, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's about it. You know, I wanted to mention a couple things. There's a young man that works at Mongolian Barbecue that listens to your guys' show all the time. And literally, he's a dishwasher, so he has his radio right there. His name's Dan. I want to say hello to him, and thanks for listening, because this is the best college radio station, honestly. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll listen to, NPR for news, but as far as music goes, this place just murders everybody else. I also want to say hello to my manager who let me off early today, Tyrone Tabb. Thank you very much, Tyrone.
And all course, right, yeah. Tyrone. Hey, give
and
it
of
up
course,
to
we, want, we want to say hello to all of our brothers in arms, the Questions, Bird Dogs, Friends of Dennis Wilson, the Universal Temple. You know, basically everybody that's there with us, supporting us. The Beggars, of course. I think the Questions are going to be on here pretty soon.
2 weeks.
Yeah, they're great. Drew Bardo's one of our good friends, and we're just, you know, happy to, like we said last time, we're happy to be playing in Detroit. And pretty soon we're going to be getting out of town though, and doing some out of town shows, and starting to get our, getting our road routes going. So.
Ah, in fact, you mentioned Drew Bardo.
Yes.
In fact, our Mr. Cantino here says he started right here on WHFR.
Right on.
First time he ever played was here on the Wrecking Hours.
Ah, yeah. First time he played was on the Wrecking Hours with the Gothabilly Man.
Oh, wow. Right on.
He had Vic Victor on bass with him at the time.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's another really good songwriter. When we get the chance to play shows with all these guys, it's really fun because... You know, whoever goes on first, they do a great job, and then the second band, it just amps them up. They blow everything out, and then the third band blows everything out. You know what I mean? So it's just like this just wall of just energy whenever we play shows with our Detroit friends, and it's the best. And it kind of spoils us, because then we go to certain bars where we're, you know, and not to down anyone or put down any type of band or anything or any type of music genre, but it's kind of a bummer sometimes when we go to other bars and, you know, we're just put on this bill with, you know, so-and-so and the so-and-sos, and, you know, it really drains us. So we love it when we play with our Detroit friends and our Detroit bands, you know what I mean?
Sorry if that's an actual band, too, the
so-and-sos and whatever.
I didn't mean you.
MC such-and-such.
Well, I'll say one thing is at the end of the night at the Lagerhaus, everybody was just saying what a great night it was, and they said, how can you top this? Because these are three of the most awesome bands in Detroit,
and it was
a great night.
And it's totally true, but it's like you could like put all the bands in Detroit for the most part in a hat, and you could pick out names of bands and put them together on a bill, and it'll just be incredible. You know what I mean? There's so many like phenomenal bands that aren't even signed, and it's just like it's really sometimes it frustrates us, but at the same time, we're, you know, I think that's what keeps everybody in the city so hungry and so tough, and like in any other city, you know what I mean? We're tough as hell because we don't get the breaks, you know, like New York or LA does, and you know, it's just. It's when you look at bands like the Beggars or Friends of Dennis Wilson or the Bird Dogs, and it's like none of us are signed, and it's like, oh my God, you know what's the problem? Then you turn on the radio and you're like, okay, well that's the problem, you know. You know what I mean? That right there is that a problem. Is,
unless you're listening to WHFR.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm talking about commercial radio. You guys know that.
Yeah. So. And speaking of ups and downs, a listener just named Jason just called who said he's been following your band since you were Charlie Don't Surf, and you've been through a lot of ups and downs. And he does his hats off to the drummer in particular. But he said you guys sound really good today, and he's really looking forward to seeing your CD come out, and congratulations.
Well,
guys,
it's great to hear that, and I'm honestly really surprised at all the people calling in. Kudos to you guys. Thank you very much. I mean, honestly, we would still play if there was no one at our shows. That's the truth, but it always helps to have people cheering us on, you know what? Yeah. I mean, because sooner or later we'd get tired of it and we'd probably just start fighting with each other.
Okay, well, before you start fighting, why don't we have some more music?
I think that sounds great.
And, in fact, talking about Johnny Electro, he's changing over today, isn't he?
Who, Johnny?
Yeah, he's get a new instrument here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hopefully the microphone picks that up. Can you hear it? You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. That, right. That's a xylophone. We ruined the surprise. Damn it.
Oh.
All right, well, this song is called Murder.
The time has come.
You're listening to the Electric Lions right here on a live drive at 5. And I want to remind you, go see them live. They'll be at the Stonehouse May 30th. And the Stonehouse is one of the oldest bars in Detroit. And you can also see them at the National Bohemian Home January 21st for the Fiberglass Freakout. And, Margaret, we've had more callers here, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had a couple. A guy who's been following you, he goes by the name B-Fat. He said, he's seen you guys at a couple of shows, and he says, Rabib and Hussein, you guys sound awesome today. And then just before that, we had a caller named Sean who said he was flipping through the channels, couldn't believe this was really live. And I had to explain to him that we do this live every week. And he couldn't believe that you guys were playing live, said you sound great, and he's happy to have found our station. So thank you. And I want to mention that if you want to hear this station or you want to hear this particular show or any of the Motor Live Drives and you want to tell your friends about this awesome show today, they are on the podcast at WHFR.FM. You just type that in. If you've got a sound card in your computer, you can re-listen to this show. It's listed by date, but all the motor shows are podcasts.
Or you can save it to your iPod.
Or you can save it to your iPod, apparently.
That's right.
But, hey, this is awesome. Sean says you guys are great.
We appreciate it, Sean.
And to get the podcast, go to our webpage of WHFR.FM. Look on the right-hand column right at the top. Look for podcast and just click on Motor Live Drive at 5. You'll have all the shows from about December 20th.
You are our 62nd show in 66 weeks.
Gosh.
Wow. Next week we're going to have Hiding in Thailand.
Wow, that's a great name.
And I just wanted to remind people that you will be at the Stonehouse on May 30th and at the
31st.
And are you sure? Because I wrote 30th and then the 21st for the Bohemian.
31st and 21st. Yep.
Okay, the 31st at the Stonehouse. I'll make sure that we mention it on Motor when it gets closer.
Thank you very much.
And the Bohemian National Home on June 21st.
But we've got 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left.
Minutes left. What can you pull out for us in 5 minutes?
Well, do you think we can pull out two? No, let's just do. We're going to do Sweating Like a Slave. I think that's one of your favorites, right?
Oh, yeah. We always do.
All right. Let's do this. I'm going to do it with the headphones off.
Ew.
Yes, he's going live. He's going completely solo here.
Sweating like a slave now. I'm underwater in a cage now. And that bread line's getting longer. And those bellies getting smaller. Make this city a run. You got me running for my life now. I just forgot my kids and wife now. And that bread line keeps getting longer. And those bellies getting shorter, honey. I'll take this city and run. We'll be right back.
Just watch what you say. I'm on the edge. And my check is less every week in my head. It's gone beyond belief. I'm surrounded by grief.